Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Caitlin. How may I assist you?
Yes, I'm not even sure who to talk to. I got a bill from you guys. Well, it cleared today for $63.71, and I didn't order anything from you guys. I'm not sure who to talk to about that.
What's your zip code?
22824.
And your name, ma'am?
Rhonda, R-H-O-N-D-A, Reiner, R-I-N-E-R.
And how much was the charge you were charged, ma'am?
$63.71.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Let me try looking it up a different way. What was the last name again, ma'am?
Reiner, R-I-N-E-R.
Okay. Could it be under anyone else's name?
No, ma'am. That's the thing. I didn't purchase anything from you guys, but I have an amount from you. When I went to sleep Friday night, it wasn't on there. When I woke up Saturday morning, it was on there. And I'm trying to figure out how to get this off. I didn't get no email or anything, and I know I didn't order anything.
What's the last four numbers of the card that was charged?
All right, hold on. Let me get my card out. I mean, the only way that I knew that it was you guys is because the number was on my statement thing for my card.
Right.
Let's see it. Oh, come on.
3643. 3643. Okay, let's see if we can pull it up now. And you said Friday, right? What was that, the 18th?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, it happened at some time. I had it done something late Friday night because it ain't clear until this afternoon. Or probably, it was probably Saturday morning, early.
Okay. I'm going to check some different.
I appreciate you trying to find it for me.
Some different ones. Yeah, because it didn't come up, but I'm going to try something else, because sometimes it just has the wrong number listed and it'll pull up under the wrong system. So I'm gonna check these other ones to see if I can find it. Okay, nope. I'm still here. I'm just going through all of them to see if I can assist you first.
Okay. I mean, I guess if you can't find anything, I'll have to go through my bank.
Right. And that's why I'm trying to find it, because sometimes with the bank, it takes so long. Now, some of them are on it. They'll call like the same week. Some of them take over a month before they actually look into it.
Right. And I knew I had to wait until it wasn't pending anymore.
Right, they do make you wait till it's not pending before they'll do
right.
anything.
And that's why I waited to call, because it's not, it finally cleared.
Yeah.
Mine usually, most time it clears pretty quickly.
Right, that is true. Where are we on this one? second. Okay, I think I found it now.
Okay.
What's your mailing address?
What was it?
Do you know the mailing address that's listed?
My mailing address?
Yes, ma'am.
It's 19007 Senudo, Senedowen? Oh, I'm sorry. I always forget it. It's been new. Senedo Road, Edinburgh, Virginia.
All right. Let's see.
Yeah, because this is the first time I didn't even know about your company.
Right. So it looks like you got a smartwatch, and then it also signed you up for a online store membership that charged you a membership fee. They give a gift card of $125 each month you're enrolled, but on the 19th, you were charged for a membership fee.
I was trying to charge for a membership fee?
Yes. So you remember when you got the smartwatch? When you got that smartwatch, it was like a promotional
deal. That was through, through T-Mobile, but there was nothing about the membership fee on it. Mm-hmm. It was, I had to fill out a survey, and it gave me a free gift. And the only thing I had to pay was the shipping and handling.
Yes, so it also signed you up for that store.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, so that's where that one came from on that.
How do I get that off?
I can cancel it if you're not interested in the membership. I can do a 35% refund.
Okay.
And then
yeah, because I didn't know anything. If I knew about a membership, I wouldn't be calling you.
Right. I can give you a cancellation.
And if they said anything about a membership, I wouldn't have done anything.
Right. I do understand, because some people will still do it, but they'll just cancel before if they don't want it.
Right. No, I mean, there would be no point in me having a membership.
You want to write the cancellation number?
Yes.
All right. It is C as in Charlie.
Okay.
899-8899. 101-201-241.
241. Yes. Okay, and how long would it be for this to go into effect?
I'd be canceling it immediately. Refunds usually take within 3 to 5 business days, but they can't go back quicker than that. That's just the general time frame, though.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I appreciate
I'll send
that.
You an
Thank
email
you
for that. Also, so you can see that you got that refund.
Okay. And do you need my email?
The one we have listed is RhondaWiner37@gmail.com. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, yes, ma'am. That's why I was sending it to.
Okay, that's good.
All right. And I do thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day, ma'am.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.